This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton want the Sangamon County Sheriff to resign. Sheriff Jack Campbell has faced increasing questions about how and why he hired former Deputy Sean Grayson. Grayson is charged with murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey. Governor Pritzker says Campbell has not done his job.
The sheriff has failed. He has failed to explain how he ended up hiring this deputy sheriff who has been fired from other departments. He failed to put forward reforms that clearly need to be made and still has failed to meet with the Massey family.
Some members of the Sangamon County Board want to ask voters if Campbell should be recalled. They're considering a non-binding advisory referendum for the November ballot. Cook County officials are announcing plans to build a new health center on Chicago's south side. The Bronzeville Health Center is scheduled to open next year. It will offer family medicine, physical rehab, and behavioral health services. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says the county is putting forward $10 million for the new center.
We all know that residents of the south and west sides have historically faced greater social risk factors and challenges in accessing quality health care. It's been shown time and time again that these circumstances lead to poorer health outcomes and increased mortality.
Preckwinkle says she expects 85,000 visits to the center in its first year. A $4 million federal climate grant will help one Chicago suburban business track and measure greenhouse gas emissions from salvaged construction materials. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports Evanston's Rebuilding Exchange is one of 38 recipients nationwide funded to develop labels to track climate pollution that goes into producing construction materials. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says it's about time.
How many times have you walked past the building project and looked at that dumpster? Thought, you know, some of that stuff still looks good. I thought it could be used. Well, thank God Rebuilding Exchange is taking a look at that too and changing it.
Construction materials account for 15% of greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. When Vice President Kamala Harris tapped Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate, critics went on the offensive on social media, dubbing him Tampon Tim. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports the nickname Tampon Tim refers to a Minnesota law the governor passed. It requires schools to provide free menstrual products in all school bathrooms. Activists for years have tried to end what's known as period poverty, or the inability to access menstrual products. Chez Smith founded Girls in the Hood Foundation on Chicago's South Side and says the backlash to the law shows the root of the problem.
They don't care about poor black girls or poor girls in the hood who can't afford these items, and so it's funny, and so it's a joke to them. But it's not funny at all. It's sad.
A 2023 study by a nonprofit called Period shows one in four teens in the U.S. struggle to afford menstrual products. And the premiere of the Chicago Bears Hard Knocks documentary proved to be a treat for fans of football and gymnastics. Olympic gymnast Simone Biles featured prominently in last night's season premiere. Cameras followed her husband, Bears safety Jonathan Owens, as he traveled to Paris to support her during the 2024 games. Here's what Owens had to say about watching his wife win gold.
Just being able to see her, I was super excited, just overjoyed for her. The first day when she had the injury a little bit to her calf, and just her ability to persevere through that and go out there and still dominate is just amazing to watch, man. And my wife's a warrior.
The Bears face the Bills on Sunday. Weather, a sunny, windy day with a high in the upper 70s, dangerous swimming conditions along Lake Michigan, clear skies tonight, a low in the mid-60s, and then sunshine on Thursday, high in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.